Yesterday, did you see, what's so funny, Ms. O'Connell? Did you see the specter yesterday of Barack Hussein Obama? Did you see the specter yesterday of Obama at that campaign appearance in Philadelphia? Now, this is the former president of the United States. And the former president of the United States shows up to campaign for creepy Joe Biden. Did you see they had like a 12 by 12 pop-up tent like the one I use in my backyard for crawfish boils? They didn't even get like a big tent rental. Like you would, you know, they always put the big giant tents up and they blow the air conditioner or the heat in there and they had a stage set up and all. They didn't even have a tent rented. And then they gave Obama a bullhorn. Folks, you can't make this stuff up. They gave him a bullhorn. Obama delivers blazing, is this the one by David, blazing critique of president in 2020 campaign trail debut? No, he didn't. Oh, so this guy here thinks that Obama was what?
He thinks he was the biggest Biden cheerleader since, you know, when the end of time, the beginning of time.
And what is he? I just have to laugh about this. What does he think about the fact that no one showed up? They gave Obama a bullhorn. They didn't have a stage and a microphone set up. Oh, this is embarrassing. In any event, so. Here's what the San Francisco, what do you expect? This is from the San Francisco Gate. Obama delivers blazing critique of President Trump in 2020 campaign trail debut. And nine people showed up. I'm not exaggerating. You talk about an embarrassment. But don't worry, because Biden is up 21 in Pennsylvania. Might be 25 by today since Obama showed up. Did you also see in North Carolina yesterday, there's a similarly embarrassing picture. Kamala. Corella DeHaris showed up in North Carolina yesterday. And I don't even think there were 10 people at hers. And here's the funny thing. The 8 or 10 people that did show up were all socially distanced. I mean, the Democrat Party, the demons that they have been making out with and making love with and asking for aid and assistance to make them billionaires and what have you, are just turning the tables on and going like, we're moving on to the next souls. You're going to pay for, we're executing a giant balloon note payment. The payment is due, baby, say the demons. Look, there's a picture in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat of Obama standing there with his ridiculous, stupid mask on with a bullhorn. It's not even a big bullhorn. It's a little bullhorn with a little bullhorn in his hand. And there's the pop-up tent. And then there's a table back there with a bunch of campaign accoutrement. And there, okay, I can count one kid in the front, one lady, that's two. One dude reaching for a T-shirt or something on the table, two. One lady standing back there, she looks like staff or a reporter. I ain't counting her. Another guy in a suit, that's probably Secret Service. I see actually two, three including the kid. I see two people showed up for the Biden Corella DeHaris campaign rally in Philadelphia yesterday that was attended by Barack Hussein Obama. Or presidents supposed to get, like, royal and regal greetings? Aren't they supposed to draw big, huge crowds? Well, what in the hell happened? Well, but there's a digital
hope
media.
Change and hope.
That's right.
Ran out.
Obama, yeah, hope and change. We're going to have hope 2020 with Joe Biden taking out President Trump. Trump's failed at everything he's ever done. Obama hopes that picture doesn't get out and picked up by the AP. That's what Obama hopes for. Hey, railroader, that's quite the graphic there with the Crusade Channel. Okay, and there's another. So this other one that you put in there, that's Obama at an official Biden rally there today. We got him.
That was at the PA rally as well. That was after they were in the school talking.
Okay.
Right before he accosted people with his bullhorn.
Okay. So they got him a stage for that one, right? I'm still looking at the crowd and people in the cars, and what, maybe 20, 25? It looks like there's a stadium behind him, so we're somewhere in downtown Philadelphia. I don't know where it is. I thought that there was all this enthusiasm to get rid of Trump. This is just quite amazing. I want to hit a couple of more headlines here. There is a story out there. We're going to find it. I saw it on Twitter late last night. By the by, those of you that made contributions in the chat room already, thank you. Thank you. We are desperately in need of interns and some assistance in the morning here so we can get back to our 6 a.m. start. I basically every night at about 8:30 pass out in front of my MacBook Pro and wake up at 10 or something like that because I spilled a drink or something and finally go to bed. So in this late evening, passed out from exhaustion, I know I saw on Twitter, one mistake, it will kill you, Twitter. I know I saw a headline, and it was linking to a story at a news organization site. I didn't click it, unfortunately, and we spent about 5 minutes this morning looking for it. Then we had to move on because we got other stuff to prep. There's a story out there about how the CDC so dramatically overcounted corona hoax deaths that the I have part of it here from the New York Post. Here's how the media is misrepresenting COVID-19's death toll in America. And what the Post did was publish influenza A and B, right? Pneumonia and other upper respiratory associated illnesses. It published the death rates from 2017, 2018, and 2017 and 2018. I think it had 2019 in there. And it was showing that there was an average that was coming out. I can't remember how many hundreds of thousands of people died of influenza A or B, or pneumonia, or other similar upper respiratory illnesses. You know what the number is? Post-March 2020? It's almost zero. Wait a minute. You're telling me that no one died of pneumonia in the entire United States since, like, March? How's that possible? Well, it's possible because, just as I've been telling you, oh, they died. There were plenty of people that died, unfortunately. But they died and tested positive for this rigged RT-PCR test. And so they were, and some of them were just like, hey, it looks like he had the corona bug. And they just counted it as COVID-19. So the CDC estimated that about 177,000 Americans died during the 2017-2018 flu season, from either the flu itself or by complications of pneumonia. That was a bad year, noted at the time, but mostly by medical professionals. Those with good memories will recall seeing more wash your hands and cough into your elbows posters. Still, nobody remembers a panic, Just as nobody remembers mask mandates or political leaders shutting down small businesses and locking the healthy in their homes. Because, of course, none of that happened. This lack of panics during past pandemics is detailed in our book, The Price of Panic, How the Tyranny of Experts Turned a Pandemic into a Catastrophe. And by the by, this New York Post story is written by Matt Griggs. He goes by William M. We're going to call him Matt. Matt will make his second appearance here today on the Mike Church Show. Next hour, we're going to talk to Matt about this very statistic here. On the same day as CNN's announcement, the CDC officially posted a total of 187,072 deaths attributed in some way to COVID-19. Deaths were boosted to a hair under 300,000 after adding in pneumonia and flu. This is the more important number since it captures the disease burden better than CNN's. Even so, it's not clear how many deaths were caused by the coronavirus alone, how many died with, but not simply from, infection by the corona hoax, and how many died of other things, but just happened to be infected around the time of death. I'm gonna save this for later. And anyway, there's another story about this that's out there today because the CDC keeps editing its numbers. And the more desperate the Gretchen Dim Whitmers and Gavin Gruesom Newsoms become, the more they cry into their weak tea about how everyone is going to die and it's all Hades and mayhem and hell and there's a second spike and a second wave coming and all this. Folks, this defies the history of influenza-related diseases. It doesn't happen this way. There's always a lessening of the incidents because herd immunity does occur. In any event, we have that story.